Welcome to show number 46 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by sportscardradio.com. Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Sports Card Show. Today is our MLB Prospect Show for 2010. Hopefully we'll be doing this not to this extent throughout the year, but this actually got spurred by watching, going to minorleaguebaseball.com and actually watching their top 50 prospect show. And so we're taking 15 of those, so 15 out of the top 50. Obviously, if you're interested in checking out the whole top 50, some of the guys that we leave out, we've obviously talked on the show. Some of the guys that we mentioned, especially at the top of the list, we've obviously talked about here before. But if you want to check out the top 50 prospect, along with everything that you'll hear in today's show, including all the players' information, all their stats, all the cards we talk about, will all be on sportscardradio.com. So if you head on over to sportscardradio.com, find the Listen Now button or Sports Card Show Archive buttons, and head on over to show number 46. Be sure to check that out. All this information will be there, so you don't feel like you have to write it down, or if you want to remember something, maybe instead of going back and listening to a whole 1 hour podcast, you'll be able to go to our website and find the information you needed. But we've got 15 from the top 50 of the Minor League Baseball Rundown. You'll find a link to that video too. It's about an hour long. I watched that and took 15 of the most interesting prospects I found on there. And then we'll come back after a short break, and then we'll do some guys that didn't make the top 50, and maybe some guys outside the top 50, some less expensive prospects and things like that. So we'll have plenty of to talk about today. Why don't we just get right into things? We'll start at the bottom of the Minor League Baseball top 50 list. Right at the bottom, number 45. Obviously, this is a great list to be near the bottom of, because it means you're near the top of the baseball prospect world. This very intriguing prospect, Jose Iglesias from the Boston Red Sox. He actually signed in September of 2009 as a free agent, as a Cuban defector. I think that's kind of a negative word. He's not really defecting Cuba. I think if any of us lived there and we had baseball talent and we could make millions, he actually signed a $6 million bonus. If you had the potential to do that, I think defector is too negative a word, because I'd be jumping in the ocean and swimming my way across if I had the chance to do that. So he's just a Cuban baseball player in my eyes, coming to America to realize a dream. And apparently he has a spectacular glove. Kind of the small frame that is traditional with the pre-juiced up shortstops in the major leagues. Although there were some questions about his hitting because of his slight build. He did hit .275 for average in the Arizona Fall League. So we'll see what happens there. He'll be 20 years old at the start of the season this year. And there, I didn't find any cards on him. Any Red Sox fans out there or anything like that know any better information than me, but I did not see any cards for him, at least not yet. I guess he was just recently signed, so I'm sure somebody will get on board with some cards from him. Moving right along, two spots ahead of him is Mike Montgomery. He is from the Kansas City Royals. He is ranked number 43 in the top 50 list. Last year in the minors, in 2009, he was 6-4. He had a 2.21 ERA, and that was in 21 starts. He was a 2008 first-round pick, the 36th pick. Sounds like a sandwich pick or a supplemental pick to me. He will only be 20 years old as well on opening. These are all opening day ages. I got these all, again, from the video that I watched. Again, you can find a link to that video at sportscardradio.com from show number 46 show notes. Opening day age was all they gave me, so it's basically if their birth date's a month after, obviously they're going to be 1 year older than this states, but on opening day, which is several weeks from now, he will be 20 years old. He's a left-handed pitcher, so this is a pitcher that they like. Can throw multiple pitches, can throw hard, and they like this guy. So he's only 20, so don't expect him to fly through the minors. But Mike Montgomery would be a nice pickup. for most people. He does have some cards, considering he was a first-round pick. He has a 2008, probably one of his best cards, is his 2008 Bowman Chrome draft pick prospects autograph. Those are pretty nice cards. Actually, I have a picture of that here that I'm looking at. Another really nice card is his Donruss Elite Extra Edition. Anybody drafted in that 2008 normally has a Donruss Elite Extra Edition as well, and its print run is at a 922, so that's pretty nice. And he also has a Playoff Contenders autograph, so there's actually a nice nice range of autographs if you're a Mike Montgomery fan or kind of like to prospect on left-handed pitchers. He might be one to look at, considering he's lower on this list. He might be flying under the radar just slightly, but we'll see what happens. The Kansas City Royals might need pitching help at some point, so he might be moving right along to the big leagues in a couple years. Next guy, number 38 on the top 50 list, is a guy we actually talked about on show number 33, which was a little while ago. He was actually playing for the Yankees at that time. He was traded to the Detroit Tigers, and that actually might be a good thing in terms of his playing time, because on this video I watched on minorleaguebaseball.com, John Hart, who was a senior advisor to the Rangers, Texas Rangers GM, basically said, quote, opening, he will be the opening day starter in center field for the Detroit Tigers. So that's pretty cool. Opening day age, he's going to be 23 years old. He was in AAA last year, played 132 games. He hit for a 300 average, 4 home runs, and 24 steals. So he's not a power guy, but obviously he plays center field, so he's speedy, can get around the bases and stuff like that. And it looks like he can hit for average. He hit for 300 average in AAA through an entire season. That's excellent. And if he worked out and progressed over the offseason, he can definitely carry that over into the major leagues. He has a handful of cards. They go back. He was a 2005 draft pick. He was actually an 8th round pick, the 259th pick. So this is a guy that has worked his way up, and it looks like he'll finally get his shot. Apparently, according to this John Hart guy, he will be a starter this year, and potentially on opening day for the Tigers. His rookie cards come from his best one. Is definitely the one to get is 2007 Donruss Elite Extra Edition, and the print run on that. It's an autograph version. It's a sticker autograph at a 794. And if you want to go for something a little bit different or expand your horizons, the year after he has a Bowman Chrome Prospects autograph, which is also a very nice card. We also have a rookie Rolodex. If you're familiar with that section on our website, if you go to the homepage, sportscardradio.com, find the baseball checklist. It's on the left-hand side of icons, and scroll down to the days, and you'll find Austin Jackson there, and you'll be able to see a list of all his rookie cards, including some of his other ones. It's very hard, obviously, to decide what happens with rookie cards and things like that, but his best rookie is 2007, and you'll be able to see that over on his Rolodex. Next player, very interesting player, a guy that we've definitely talked about on the show before, was actually last year's number one pick, or actually kind of the year before is now, I guess. Steven Strasburg is kind of last year's number one pick, but he was the number one pick the year before that. Tim Beckham from the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. He was actually Tampa Bay Rays now, I guess. He's a shortstop, and he came directly from high school. And obviously, being the number one pick, everybody put a lot of emphasis and a lot of hype and a lot of pressure on him. He's going to be 21 years old on opening day this year, so he's still very young. Last year in single A, he played in 125 games. He batted for a 275 average, had 5 home runs, 63 RBIs, and 58 runs. I thought that's a pretty impressive number, actually. He's scoring almost every other game. Thought that was pretty good for a guy that only hit, in quotation marks, 275, which is actually a very respectable average for a guy that was just hitting high school talent, and 125 games is considerably much longer than a high school baseball season. So I think he had a very good year for a guy playing a tough position, coming right out of high school and making a very difficult transition. Any of our younger listeners that are in high school or close to finishing up their high schools can just imagine just going from their senior year to the minor league baseball diamond and playing 125 games and traveling in a bus for the majority of the year. Can imagine how difficult that could be. But some collectors might have softened on him a little bit, obviously being the number one pick. We'll talk about some other guys as we move forward on this list, about some guys that are really tearing it up in A-ball and Double-A and even Triple-A. And a handful of guys that even had some a major league experience. So there is some expectations here, but it is good for collectors because this guy is still really young, and obviously being the number one pick and the Rays being loaded in prospects. We'll go over the totals later, but they actually, I think, lead this list in terms of prospects. They have the guy 4 in the top 50. So they have plenty of prospects in the system, so they don't need to rush them. So it might be a good time to maybe try to jump in and see what his rookie cards are selling for in terms of the ones that are out there on the market. 2007 Topps Aflac is really his first card, and that's fairly expensive even with kind of the subdued excitement around him. 2008, he actually signed a deal with Razor, so a lot of his early rookie cards and things like that are coming from Razor, and he has a 2008 Razor Letterman autograph that I have a picture up here as well, and he has a 2008 Razor Signature Series autograph that is serial numbered out of 499. So he has some pretty nice cards, and the fact that he didn't blow the doors off anybody in his rookie season might have tempered some of the prices there, so it might be something to take a look at. And he's number 24 on this list for a former number one pick. We just went over Austin Jackson, who is just a few notches below him, and he was an 8th round pick. So you can see the excitement has worn off there. But that always means good times to buy and wait to see what he does this minor league season, because definitely don't write a young man off like that. Next, moving right along, Christian Fredrich. This is a Fredrich, I guess, is the appropriate way to say it. He's number 23, so pretty much almost smack dab in the middle on this Major League Baseball top 50 list. And this is an exciting prospect if you like left-handed pitchers. He's in the Colorado Rockies organization, and he was a 2008 draft pick, first-round pick. He was the 25th pick, and he'll be 23 years old on opening day. So it's not like he's old, but you would like to see him in the majors in a couple years. And based on his stats, the stats that I was given, 2000 minors single A, excuse me, he was 3-1 with a 2.18 ERA. Now here's the key stats. In 45 innings pitch, he threw 66 strikeouts. So that's a tremendous ratio there. In same year, that was actually Class A, I guess, rookie ball. In Class A advanced, he actually pitched maybe as well or better. He was 3-2 with a 2.54 ERA, 74 innings pitch, and he had 93 strikeouts. So this guy almost had 100 strikeouts in 74 innings. So this guy can blow the doors off. The word explosive stuff and maybe September call-up was what I heard from him. So he's definitely worth taking a look at. The rookie cards I have listed here, he has a 2008 Donruss Elite Extra Edition autograph, and the print run out of that is 402. He also has a Contenders autograph from 2008, which is a pretty nice card. And the card I have pictured here is a Bowman Chrome Draft Picks Prospect card, which is unautographed. So if you're just looking for maybe a couple singles or not blow a huge wad on an autograph or something like that, then that might be one to go with. And it's from 2008, so it's a nice little rookie piece. So Christian Fredrich from the Rockies organization, as a flame-throwing left-hander, is definitely worth taking a look at. Next prospect on the list is one I've heard quite a few good things about from multiple places, not just on this video that I watched, is Starlin Castro from the Chicago Cubs organization. It might be partly due because he's probably one of the most hyped prospects in the Cubs organization, and from an organization that is always looking to bring some guys up and bring some homegrown talent in, big market club. So we'll see what happens with him. He's still very young, 20 years old, opening day. He's a shortstop. He's number 22 on the top 50 list. Last year, as a teenager in single A and double A, so he made it to double A as a 19-year-old. He played 127 combined games, hit for a .299 average, 140 hits. He had 28 stolen bases and 49 RBIs. So this is why a guy's performance like Starlin Castro is the reason why people might be tampered on Tim Beckham, is because here's a kid that's the same age doing similar things. So we'll see what happens. But I love this kind of prospect because Cubs fans obviously are paying big money for this already, for his cards already. But they'll pay even bigger money if he turns out to be the real deal. And his only rookie card that I saw, and I actually have it pictured here, it's a very pretty card, 2009 Bowman Chrome Prospects. That's the only card I found. There definitely might be more on the market at this point. Next on our list is number 20 on the top 50 list, Jeremy Hellickson. Got to say that slow. He's a right-handed pitcher from the Tampa Bay Rays, so another really great pitcher in the Tampa Bay Rays system. And apparently, this guy would definitely be a starter or be in some team's rotation throughout most of the major leagues. But Tampa has a tremendous rotation from David Price. They have all these guys in their starting lineup. They literally do not have room for this guy. So he'll probably be in AAA again. So we'll see what happens with him. He's definitely one of those guys that could be some kind of trade prospect. He's definitely somebody to keep an eye on if somebody's arm in the Tampa Bay's rotation goes sour, or if somebody gets hurt, or if they need some help in long relief and things like that. This is a guy that will probably be one of the first on the list to get a call up because apparently he's been pitching very well. The scouts on minor league baseball loved his control and feel. They didn't say he's going to blow you away with a tremendous breaking ball or a tremendous like 95 mile per hour fastball or anything like that. But the thing he has is tremendous feel and control and how to play the game. He had a great record last year in minor league baseball. It's probably one of the top pitchers in minor league baseball that doesn't have a chance because his team just doesn't have room for him. So keep a close eye on him if you're a Rays fan, and if you're just into pitching prospects, guys that are kind of in his situation that they're getting buried in the minors, not because of performance, because they have high-priced guys in the bigs that they can't get rid of or that are worthy of being there. It just seems like the Rays are loaded. And he has a couple cards that I saw. A 2006 Bowman Chrome Prospects, which I have pictured here. Very nice card. It's back when they were actually called the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And there he also has a 2006 Justifiable Autograph, serial numbered out of 775. So if you want to go for the Bowman Chrome is unautographed, so it's good if you're kind of on a budget. And the Justifiable Autograph is probably something you can be had for as well. Moving right along, another pretty interesting prospect. So as we move up along this list, obviously they get better and better. This guy's number 16 on the top 50 list, and he comes from the Toronto Blue Jays organization, and he currently plays third base, apparently, in the minor leagues, but they say his glove is probably not good enough to stay at that position, although it might be, but more than likely he'll end up at first base for the Blue Jays at some point in his career. And we'll see what happens with him. He was a 2005 42nd round pick. I'm not sure if that's correct. I'll have to go back and double check. He actually came to the Tampa Bay to Toronto, from the Oakland A's trade. He's 23 years old. In AAA last year, he played 106 games, hit .297, hit 15 home runs and 47 RBIs. Those are very solid numbers. The .297 average is nice. They say he does have some power, so you would like to see a bit more than maybe 15 home runs and 106 games, but we'll see how it progresses. But he's somebody that's definitely going to see some time right away. So if you're looking for a prospect that's is going to get on the field sooner rather than later, Brett Wallace might be one of your guys. He has two cards that I saw of note. At least he has plenty more than that. He has a 2008 Razor Letterman autograph. That's a pretty nice card. And he also has a USA Baseball. If you're just looking for a more of a common card, he did play with all those guys in the 2008 baseball set that has like Steven Strasburg and a lot of other guys. Moving right along, we'll do two more and then we'll take a very short break. We'll get to the top five. So here is number 9 and 10 on my list of the top 15 that I found in the top 50. This guy is number 11. On the top 50 list, Carlos Santana. This is a guy Cleveland Indians fans are just can't wait to see in the big leagues. And it's the guy that the Dodgers fans wish they probably would have kept. He is actually a catcher who can hit the ball very well, can hit. He kind of reminds me, just at least from seeing the video and just kind of the things he was doing on the field, kind of reminds me a little bit of Pablo Sandoval. Looked very athletic. Looked like he had not really a slender build, but he could move around the bases, could swing the bat, could hit for power, could hit for average. I believe he was the double A MVP last season. This is a guy that the Cleveland Indians will not hesitate to move through the system because it appears that his talent might be worthy to get to the major leagues very soon, maybe as possibly as early as this year. He has some nice cards that you can collect from 2008. His Bowman Sterling autograph. I actually have a picture of that. It's a very nice card. He has a nice signature. Doesn't shorten it very much. And his other card, 2008 Bowman Chrome Prospects. Unautographed. Another nice choice if you're looking to not spend on the autographs and just maybe acquire some singles. Because, hey, let's face it. If Carlos Santana is a big star and he's playing very well, even just base Bowman Chromes, you can pick him up probably for, you know, less than $1, $2, or $3, right in that range. And if he's playing well, we're not talking about a $30 card unless he's, you know, hitting it like Barry Bonds did. But it's still nice cards to pick up, nice cards to have in your collection. So don't feel bad that, you know, if you're looking at this list that I have on Sports Card Radio and you're going through these cards and you're like, man, I can't afford any of these autographs. Well, you know, check it out. Check out some common base cards, because it's better that you have like a base card of a guy that's blowing up than no card at all. So next prospect, before we take a short break, we've also talked about this gentleman. Seems like a lot of these guys have come from 2008. So Razor did a nice job locking a lot of those guys up, because a lot of them are appearing here on this list. Justin Smoke. He is number 9 on the top 50 list, and he plays for the Texas Rangers, and he's a first baseman. He was the 11th pick of the 2008 draft. He'll be 23 years old on opening day this year, and he can apparently hit for tremendous power, is very good hitter, and should start the season in AAA this season. So don't expect to see this guy in the big leagues, which is a good or bad thing. If you have some of his cards already and you're kind of prospecting him, it's maybe a bad thing. Maybe you were kind of hoping he'd get the call up. Maybe he will, as you know, spring training develops, and as guys kind of, you know, play well and get hurt and things like that, and rotations and lineups are established, maybe he does work his way in there. But according to the minor league baseball, it looks like he'll probably start the year off in AAA. And that's a good thing if you haven't picked up any of his cards, because it appears that he's in AAA, 23 years old. He's a power hitter. He plays first base. You know, maybe it's somebody the Texas Rangers are going to want to take a look at here pretty soon. He has two rookies, obviously, from Razor. I believe he probably signed an exclusive deal with them. He has the Razor Letterman patch that I have a picture of here. Very nice card. Autographed right on that patch there. Looks pretty cool. And he has a 2008 Razor Signature Series autograph out of $699. Well, that about wraps it up for this very first segment. Ran through the first 10 of the 15 that I have. After this very short break, we got the five to go. These are going to be the top five, not the top five on the list, but kind of top five most intriguing ones that I saw, and maybe ones that maybe a handful. Maybe there was one on here that I hadn't heard about too much, or at least I hadn't read too much about. So hopefully you'll learn a few things. In the meantime, head on over to sportscardradio.com. Find the show notes to this show, and you'll be able to see pictures, lists, everything that we talk about on today's show. We'll be there. We'll be back after this.
Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
And we are back. Time to wrap up the top 50 here. The top 15 that we're going to run down today. Number 7 on the top 50 list, Neftali Feliz. This guy actually that's played in the major leagues but still has his rookie status. He's going to be only 21 years old on opening day. He originally signed as a non-drafted free agent from the Atlanta Braves, but ended up in the Texas Rangers system. In the major leagues last year, really impressed a lot of people. He was 1-0 in 20 games. He pitched in 31 innings. He had a 1.74 ERA and 39 Ks in 20 games and two saves. So he had almost 2 Ks an inning. Proven guy. This is somebody, maybe I shouldn't say this too loudly on the show, but if this is a guy that is in the major leagues this year, this is definitely a guy for, I mean, I guess our fantasy baseball league actually doesn't really reward pitching, and maybe a guy like this is the reason why. But if you're in a fantasy baseball league where you need a reliever and you don't want to really blow one of those really high picks on a guy that's only going to pitch maybe middle relief, maybe be a closer. It's still up in the air. I'm not saying Neftali Feliz is going to be a middle reliever. It's still up in the air whether or not he's going to be a starter or if he's going to be a closer or what his role is going to be. And that does make him a question mark for fantasy, but if he does play in some games, he's going to strike out a lot of guys, and it looks like his stuff is tremendous. So I really like a player like this. Whether or not he comes out of the bullpen or he starts or he's a closer, I like this guy. However, if you're collecting his cards, that's a little bit different. You probably want him to be a starter or a closer. And I have a feeling a guy of this talent and this caliber, more than likely he'll be one of those two things. But if he somehow gets in that like setup middle relief role, then he really doesn't do a whole lot in terms of collecting. So we'll see what happens. But we'll see what happens with what the Rangers do with him. I would say if he turns out to be a starter and that's going to be his role this year, then you'll definitely see much higher prospects on his cards values than if, say, he was a closer or turned out to be in the bullpen of some fashion. Then, I mean, his cards are definitely going to be valuable, especially if he keeps producing the way he did last year. So we'll see what happens, but he has some three very nice, very, very nice rookie cards. So if you want to spend some money on that Visa, you can do so. He has a Donruss Threads autograph that's serial numbered out of 465. The card I have pictures of, a very nice looking card. Playoff Contenders autograph only out of 246. I have to imagine that's one of the lower print runs of that. So that's a very nice card. And he also has a 2008 Prime Cuts autograph out of 249. So those are some three very nice cards to choose from there. Our next prospect, this is a guy that I guess I wasn't really too familiar with. He was drafted in 2006. He was a 289th pick by the Tampa Bay Rays. Apparently, he's going to be their starting center fielder at some point. And this is in an organization that has a tremendous outfield already. He is the number six prospect, on the top 50 list. And that is Desmond Jennings, and he's going to be 23 years old on opening day in AAA last year. He played 32 games, so it looks like he spent maybe part of the time there last year. Maybe he got hurt. I'm not sure. But it looks like he did spend some time in AAA as probably a 22-year-old, and he hit .325, and he had three home runs and 17 RBIs. Those are tremendous numbers in 32 games at the AAA level. Absolutely tremendous number. 17 RBIs in 32 games. That's absolutely killing it. So we'll see what happens. This is a guy that the guys on the Major League Baseball were saying, this guy is going to push their outfield around and he's going to work his way into center because he's that good. He can hit. He can play defense. He's going to be a tremendous talent. And this was a guy that maybe flew off the radar just slightly being a lower-end draft pick. In the 2006 draft, you can find his rookie cards, or his best cards, I guess you should say, in 2007. 2007 Bowman Chrome is the card I have pictured, and it's actually a very stunning looking card. He also has a 2007 Bowman Sterling Prospects. He has a 2007 Just Rookies autograph, and he has 2008 Donruss Thread Signature Gold. Numbered out of 749. So that's a pretty interesting card. Again, that's a 2008. Remember, if you want to find any cards, any of this information, Sports Card Radio, find show number 46 in the Sports Card Show archives, and we've got it all there for you. Next one on the list, Mike or Michael Stanton. You might want to search for him on the internet and things like that as Michael Stanton. And he's the number three prospect. So we're getting right up there to the top. Obviously, I skipped over some guys in the top 10, most notably Buster Posey and Madison Bumgarner and some other guys that we had already talked on the show. I felt like we had never talked about Desmond Jennings. I doubt we had talked about Neftali Lees or Michael Stanton. So I wanted to give those three right there in the top 10 their own little special shout-out because I don't think we've talked about them on the show. So Michael Stanton, number three prospect in the top 50. He was a second-round draft pick, 79th overall. And this is another guy. This is actually another outfielder that is in the Florida Marlins organization. And he can hit the ball tremendously well. Is a power hitter. Despite not having a tremendous build, he can hit the ball for tremendous power, and you can look for him in the major leagues possibly as early as this year. So we'll see if he can make his way fast enough through the Marlins organization. But as you know, if you're a Marlins fan, they're notorious for not signing anybody and not paying anybody and bringing these youngsters up as fast as possible. So Michael Stanton is one that definitely Florida Marlins fans have had an eye on, and it's not like his cards can be had for extremely affordable prices, but that's not necessarily the purpose of this list. His cards come from 2008, or his best cards come from 2008 Bowman Chrome draft autograph. Very nice card. I got a picture of that on here. Really nice. He has a very nice signature. Another guy that really goes the full way with the signature, despite having a fairly long name. It's a nice signature. And he also has a Playoff Contenders autograph, 2008. That's out of 149. That is a print run out of 149. So that's even less than Neftali Feliz, who was 249. So Michael Stanton's 100 less than that. So you can bet that has a nice price on it. Now to our top two prospects, definitely guys that we've mentioned on the show previously, and definitely guys that if you follow baseball even somewhat closely, you're definitely going to know. Number two on the list was this year's number one pick from the Washington Nationals, Steven Strasburg, and he's a right-handed pitcher that actually made his debut today. I'm recording the show on Tuesday, March 9th, I believe. And he actually made his debut today. I didn't hear his specific stats, but I heard he did fairly well. He didn't give up, like, you know, four home runs or anything like that. He pitched fairly well. In the Arizona Fall League, he only has a little bit of brief major league action. Obviously, he played for USA Baseball and stuff like that, so people are familiar with him, and people are familiar with his success in college. And as if you recall, we shouted him out this time last year on the show, so we've been talking about Steven Strasburg for about a year now. But in the Arizona Fall League, he was 4-1 with a 4.26 ERA. He had 23 Ks and 7 walks, so nice strikeout to walk ratio there, and a little 4-1 record. 4.26 ERA, not that great, but he was 4-1, so he got the job done. And he's still a young guy. It was his first go-round, so we'll see what happens with Steven Strasburg. People love this guy. People really think that he's a tremendous talent and will work his way through the Washington Nationals system fairly quickly. We're definitely not looking at an opening day starter or anything like that unless just tremendous things happen for him. More than likely, you're looking at the minor leagues for him. But obviously, those stats and that will be covered very closely, because if you're paying a guy the kind of money that the Nationals are paying him, if he performs even reasonably well, as we saw with Madison Bumgarner and other pitchers throughout the league, if you tear up the minor leagues, chances are a team that's not necessarily in the runnings definitely going to call him up, and I would consider the Washington Nationals not really in the running for much this year, other than maybe the number one pick again. That might be a little harsh. But in terms of Steven Strasburg's cards, 2008, another guy from 2008, which has some nice cards, although he was drafted in 2009. He played on Team USA, so he has some great Team USA cards. I've got the links here. He has SP Authentic USA autograph letter. That's got to be a really nice card. And he has a Sweet Spot USA signature numbered out of 260. And the card that I've pictured is a Team USA Timeline autograph. Very nice looking card. Looks to me like it's an on-card autograph. I could be wrong. But he has a nice signature too. Another guy with a crafty pen. So that's good. At least we have some guys on the top, you know, top 10 here that don't just sign their initials, so that's good. We also have a rookie Rolodex for him, so if you want to find the complete list of Steven Strasburg cards, just find the rookie Rolodex on our homepage on sportscardradio.com. And now, our final prospect of the top 50 of Major League Baseball is Jason Hayward from the Atlanta Braves, and this is a guy that a lot of people have been talking about. Drafted in 2007, the 14th overall pick. And I believe he is from Atlanta, or he's from that area, because they kept saying he was like homegrown Atlanta. So this is a guy that is going to be tremendously supported by a team that has a tremendous fan base. If you're not familiar, Atlanta Braves, we don't talk about it maybe quite as much as maybe like a Cubs or a Red Sox or a Yankees fan base. But the Atlanta Braves fan base is tremendous. They're going to love this guy if he comes up and plays as well. He's a big guy, big, powerful guy. Reminds me of maybe kind of like a Ryan Howard or like an Albert Pujols kind of build, just a real big, thick, muscular guy. In 2009 in Double-A, you won't believe it, but in 47 games, he batted .352. He had 7 home runs and 30 RBIs. Again, that's in 47 games, so he had 30 RBIs in Double-A. That's pretty good. Most people think that he'll see some time at some point this year. Nobody's really sure when, but you can expect him more than likely to be in a Braves Major League uniform at some point this year. His first rookie card, 2006 Aflac, Topps Aflac, actually Topps actually bought those back at some point, I think in maybe 2008, and then had them autographed, so you'll see autographed versions floating around. Those go for a lot of money. He has a Bowman Chrome Draft 2007. That's a good choice for somebody that think those sell in the $5 to $6 range. I could be wrong. But those sell for fairly modest prices of the number one prospect. And one of his better autograph rookies comes from 2007 Donruss Elite Extra Edition. And that's numbered out of 750, so somewhat generous copies. Not going to have it for a cheap price, but they are out there. And if he plays as well as some people think he might be worth the price. That about wraps it up for the top 50. We'll come back after this short break, throw out some guys that straight from the top of our heads. And I actually have another article on Sports Card Radio if you haven't seen it. You can find the homepage and click the big green check mark. Go to Insider Hobby Tips. You'll see a couple articles in there, some for the Nationals prospect, the Giants prospect, but then there's also I ran down the cheapest prospects or like a cheapest prospects list of 2010, and just some guys that I went through, kind of looked at some auctions and kind of looked at some stats and said, hey, maybe this guy is slightly undervalued. So you might want to check that out. We'll sout some guys off there because I found quite a few guys that were fairly modest prices for some of their cards. Even maybe some of them were even autographed and it's not too expensive. So we'll shout some guys off that list, and I'll be adding to that list as the year goes on, because I think I've said it many times on this show before, I'm not the best at shouting out prospects until there's really a lot of stats to back it up and some substance and maybe some positioning battles and things like that going on in the major leagues. So we'll see what happens. I'll be able to definitely add to this list as time goes on. But over the break, head on over to Sports Card Radio. Find the Insider Hobby Tips. Find the low-budget 2010 baseball prospects to watch. We'll be talking about some of them prospects after this. Final touches on this year's Baseball Prospect Show, kickoff show, I should say. We'll definitely be talking about tons of prospects during the season. This kind of gets the season off and running. On to the Insider Hobby Tips, low budget prospects to watch this year. A lot of these, I actually started this in December, so some of these prices, some of these guys' information, I mean, some of them might even been traded and things like that, might have September call-ups here, might have prices going up and down, so some of this might be slightly outdated. That was kind of the purpose of the article, was to write it at a point, and then you could go back through and then find the rookie card I was comparing it to and see the price that it was at that point. So we'll see what happens with these picks. But I'll just run down a couple that I've got here at the top of my list. I remember looking at this guy. He plays in the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league system. Jose Tabata. I'm guessing that's how you say it. 2006 Bowman Chrome prospects. You could have for like a dollar, I saw in here. And he also has a futures game prospect card as well. Those all sell for about a dollar. In the Arizona Fall League, he played in 28 games and hit for .392. And he had 47 hits in 28 games. So that's a tremendous, tremendous 28-game little streak there for Jose. So I like that. His cards were pretty cheap, at least back in December. So I'm feeling that. Matt McBride, he actually plays catcher for the Cleveland Indians. And remember, we already talked about Carlos Santana for them. So this might not be that great of a pick, and maybe that's why his cards are kind of undervalued or maybe slightly less valued than his numbers seem to have, because in 22 games in the Arizona Fall League, he hit .378. He had 28 hits, 19 walks, and only 9 strikeouts. And he was named to the 2009 Arizona Fall League All Prospect Team. He has a 2007 Bowman Sterling autograph that at least back in December, could have been had for about $9. So have that link on here. Grant Desme, he's a free swinger that has power potential in the Oakland A's system. He has a TriStar Farmhand autograph from 2007 that could, back in December, could be had for about $5. In the Arizona Fall League, he played in 27 games. He hit 315. He had 11 home runs, and I highlighted 34 strikeouts. That's absolutely tremendous in 27 games to have 34 strikeouts. It also is tremendous to have 11 home runs as well. So we'll see what happens with him, but he is one of those free swingers with lots of power and tremendous upside. So if you can get those strikeouts out of his system. The next one on our list is Brandon Snyder, and this is a guy that I've been actually following for quite some time. His rookies go all the way back to 2005 and 2006. He has a 2005 Bowman Chrome rookie that sells in the dollar range, and he has a 2006 Bowman Chrome autograph that sells in the $3 range. He's currently in AAA. He might see some time. It's about time for him. And in 17 games, last year he played in AAA, like I said. In 17 games in the Arizona Fall League, he hit 354. He had 23 hits, and he had a 1.05 OPS. That's really good, actually. He was actually a first-round draft pick, 13th overall in 2005. So he's still simmering in the system. You got to think that Brandon Snyder will get a call up, and his rookies are pretty cheap. So he's definitely worth checking out. And as I go down here, one last guy that we definitely talked about on this show. Actually, I think I'll maybe do two more. Sean West, we talked about him on the show, I think many, long time ago, about a year, over a year ago, I believe. He's 6'8". He actually saw some time in the major leagues last season. He played 20 games. He was 8-6 with a 4.79, and he had 70 strikeouts. So in 20 games, he had 70 strikeouts. This was a guy that we talked about. He's 6'8". He's left-handed, and he's raw and nasty. But his cards can still be had for fairly modest prices. The last guy I wanted to make sure I shouted out was Chris Carter. And don't confuse him with the Minnesota Vikings wide receiver legend or even the other Chris Carter that plays in the New York Mets organization, or he might play in the Boston Red Sox organization. I'm not sure about the other Chris Carter, but I know this Chris Carter plays in the Oakland A's organization, and he was the 2008 California League Rookie of the Year, which just happened to be up the street from me. He actually played baseball up the street from me. He had 39 home runs, and he had 140 RBIs would be impressive. 104 is still impressive. And he has some really cheap cards. 2007, he was originally with the White Sox and was traded to the A's. His cards come from 2007. He'll be pictured in a White Sox uniform. And I have the links on the Insider Hobbies page. So if you need links and things like that, we have those for you. But Chris Carter, tremendous potential. He's a free swinger. He's a real big guy, but he's a guy that can hit for power, and he's a guy that Oakland A's is another team that will move guys up through the system. They're not scared, like the Florida Marlins, to move guys up through the system. So he's definitely a guy to put on there. But you'll definitely want to check out our two segments on Sports Card Radio. Thanks for listening today. Definitely check us out. If you wanted any of this information, or if you forgot any of it, or if you want to refresh your memory a few weeks from now when you get paid, head on over to sportscardradio.com. It's going to be show number 46. We'll have all the information on all the players we talked about in the first segment and the second segment. And the third segment is actually these were all cheap prospects. They all made my low budget 2010 baseball prospects to watch list. And I'm hoping that this list, I have about 15 names on here myself. I'm hoping that some of these will not be low budget prospects at the end of the year. So we'll see what happens with that. But I hope you enjoyed this show. Next show, if you don't like baseball, hopefully next show will be more for you. We'll definitely have our product previews and things like that. We've got actually some baseball product, so we'll definitely obviously be talking about baseball. Topps Pro debut comes out. We'll talk a little bit about that. Exquisite football comes out at the end of this month. We have Topps Finest Baseball, which comes out shortly, so we'll probably talk about that on the next show as well, among other things. Remember, Panini Studio Basketball comes out tomorrow, Wednesday, March 10th. If you want a preview, want a checklist, or want to kind of check out what's going on with that set, you can head on over to Sports Card Radio. We have you covered from head to toe with all the products and all the things that you need to get ready and to get your collection in order. That about wraps it up for today's show. Hopefully you enjoyed our prospect show. Send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Head on over to the fan forum. Visit sportscardradio.com. Check out our blog. Check out sportscardreport.info, which, if you like my brother's segments and interviews, you can find his work there. That's about all the websites, I guess, I have to send you. Just to wrap it up, in terms of the top 50, Tampa Bay had four guys. The Texas Rangers have four guys. So those are two teams to keep a look on. If they can keep those prospects in their system and they develop, they're going to have some nice players. The Royals also had four. The Red Sox actually had three, and that's really nice to see a big market team that spends a lot of money on free agents and stuff. They're developing some talent. And the Giants had two, and they're both in the top 10. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully some of your draft picks were mentioned. And if you've got anybody that you want to shout on the show down the road or in the future, remember, you can always send me an email or post it on the fan forum, or, you know, try to figure out a way to get in touch with me. You can always post a comment on our blog or anything. You know, let me know if you got a prospect that you want to shout out to everybody. It's might be worth it. If you have a substantial collection and he's worth collecting, maybe you'll start seeing the prices go up. So might be worth shouting out on the show. I will close this with saying that I don't own cards to really any of these guys, so I don't have any attachment or any bias to any of these guys. I really don't think I have any cards of any of these players except for Sean West. I do have a couple Sean West cards over on the pit, so I will maybe for that disclosure, but the rest of this was pretty much unbiased. Remember to find the links on sportscardradio.com to the 1 hour video over on Minor League Baseball. That was a pretty intriguing video, so if you want to find the rest of the prospects, they're there, and we got you covered for the rest of the season. Have a good rest of the week. We'll have another sports card show for you shortly. Until then, good luck with your collections. We're out of here.